The word today is return. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. When Christ ascended into heaven, angels promised the disciples that Jesus would return to earth in bodily form. Remember, with God there is no time, so He isn't waiting a long time. He can come at any moment. We call that appearance of Jesus Judgment Day. Here from our archives, to help us prepare for Christ's return, is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Return.
In the United States of America, there is a newspaper. Well, it's been around for a while already. It's a pretty good newspaper. I enjoy it thoroughly. It's called USA Today. Now, the thing that caught my attention recently was a big heading which says, Christ is returning soon. And of course, I immediately thought, well, that's another person trying to predict the return of Christ and trying to tell us that they think it's coming in 2012 or in 2025 and so on. You know, wherever you live in the world, you've heard of those predictions where people feel that they know how to understand what the prophet said, and they know all the meanings, even though they're very hidden, and no one knows what they mean in the book of Revelation, yet they've tried to figure it out, and they've put a timeline to it, and so they're predicting that maybe Nostradamus or somebody else has predicted some event is going to happen, and they think that they can now tell you when the end of the world will be. Well, you know, the Bible tells us that all this is nonsense because nobody knows the day or the hour that Jesus Christ is going to return. And so there you have the answer. These are all ridiculous attempts to try to figure out something that we simply don't know and cannot possibly know. Now, after saying that, I want to be very clear that we are to prepare, we are to be ready for Christ's return. And I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ could come at any time. I don't believe there is any event in history that has to occur yet before Christ's return. I believe that everything that the Bible talks about that has to occur before Christ returns has already happened. Now, let me give you an illustration of what I'm trying to say. You know, there were a lot of people that on May the 14th in 1948 here in America, when Israel was formed and a new nation was called Israel, they believe, many people believe, that this is a reference that God fulfilled a promise that He had made in the Scripture, saying that Israel would come back and once again be a people. Well, I don't want to refute that. I don't want to say that that's not true, but I believe it could be misunderstood. I believe that what God now tells us in His New Testament is that we, His holy Christian church, the people of God, the converts, the people who trust in Jesus Christ as their personal Lord, we are the new Israel. We are the Christian church. And so I don't believe there has to be a country called Israel, or there has to be an organized group of Jewish people who say we are now the Christians of the world, because many of those Jewish people are still Judaists in the sense that they believe the Messiah hasn't come yet and that He's still due, and so they are not necessarily Christians. Now, obviously, listening to my voice here are many Jewish Christians. They are known as the Messianic Jews because they believe the Messiah is Jesus Christ and that He has come. I was doing a lot of church work up in New York City, for instance. There are a lot of Jews who are Christians up in New York. As a matter of fact, I knew many of them. They're in many of our Christian churches there because they believe Jesus Christ is true God and that He is their personal Savior. They believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and so they are Jewish Christians. So you have to be kind of careful when you talk about Judaism and not all Jews believe in Judaism. Now, obviously, I would have to agree probably most of them do, but many of them have been converted to the Christian faith. Take a look at the early New Testament. Jesus' disciples were all Jews, for instance, very obviously, and they believed in him and confessed him. St. Paul was a Jew and obviously became one of the greatest missionaries in the world to proclaim Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world. So whenever you're talking about Jewish people, make sure you make the distinction. Are they Judaists in the sense that they believe the Jewish point of view as far as the religion, or are they Christians? Do they believe Jesus Christ is the Messiah and is their personal Savior? Then they're Christians. Now, I kind of sidetracked myself here because I was trying to tell you that even though no one can predict the end of the world and when it's going to occur, yet Jesus does say, recognize the signs of the times. Be prepared. And he even chides some of the people of that day by saying, well, you can tell what season it's going to be, whether or not it's going to rain. You can tell when the harvest is coming and so on. And yet some of you don't seem to even realize that God's kingdom is coming and that I am here. I am personally here. And that the kingdom of God is eternally right around the corner. My return will be on Judgment Day, and I will come again and claim you to myself. I will take those who believe in me to heaven to live forever. That return of Jesus was expected by the early New Testament church just any day, any day. As a matter of fact, if you read the letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, it was obvious that a letter had been written to him by that community, by that church in Thessalonica, wondering how should they regard the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because they had been waiting for his return and he hadn't come yet. You see, they had the same error that we do today. We think of God using time. Well, God does use time, but with God, there is no time. A moment is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years is like a moment. And that's why, for instance, in heaven, we will not age. We will never die. There won't be any time there. And so when we think, well, it's been almost 2,000 years yet now since Christ ascended to heaven, what is God waiting for? Well, he's waiting for his precise time and decision to enter into the human time. He gave us time, the sun, the moon, the stars, and days, you know, all of this is for our benefit. But he will come and bring an end to all that, and that will be Judgment Day. And so we are to be prepared for his return. Now, I started to say some people believe that the state of Israel over there in the Middle East is part of the proof that Christ is about ready to return. Well, you can use your own judgment about that. I have my own feelings about that too. But I think there are some other very, very clear teachings that we have in our world around us that show clearly Christ is about to come whenever he decides. For instance, the scriptures tell us, you can look someplace like 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, that there will be a moral decline, that the world is going to morally get worse and worse and worse. My goodness, that certainly is the case. Now, you're hearing my voice on this broadcast in 44 different languages around the world, and you're in different countries, different parts of the world. I don't care where you're living, you would have to agree with me, there is a moral decline. Certainly here in America there is. Immorality, pornography, homosexuality, adultery, fornication. Think of all of the lying and the cheating and the unfaithfulness of God's people. Just think of that. It is certainly declining. It also says in the scriptures, take a look at, you can look throughout the New Testament. It talks about the frequency of famines, earthquakes, things like that. You know, there's an interesting period of study. I don't know what the official letter stand for, USGS. That's some United States, some geographical survey. I don't know what it stands for, but they are saying that there's been a major, major increase of earthquakes. Now, there always have been earthquakes all through the history of the world. We had a huge one in Japan recently, as you recall, and then the tsunami that came after it and so on. But there have been more of them, more and more of them, in the last 10 years than in any other cycle that they've kept records for. So they are increasing. So that's an interesting fact. Also, in the scriptures, you can look at Daniel, the 12th chapter, verse 4, where it talks about education expanding, it talks about travel expanding, things like that. If you have the Living Bible, it's kind of a paraphrase. It makes it seem a little bit more understandable. We certainly have seen an increase in travel. Just think of that. And in the world, as you would say, getting smaller in the sense that it is becoming so well known in different countries and so on. That's certainly happening. There's been an increase in apostasy. That means falling away from faith. Some of our Christian pastors have become universalists, saying, doesn't matter what you believe, just believe it and you'll be okay. Well, that's a blatant lie. Please don't accept that. That's a lie, and the scripture clearly denies that. The people that say they're Christians and yet say there's only that there are other kinds of saviors besides Jesus, they're liars, and they are misleading people. What a horrible, horrible thing that is. Apostasy, that falling away. And then the spread of God's word is also evidence that he is going to return soon, because he says the world will know about him. There are very few languages left that have not heard about Jesus Christ, at least maybe not in their home language, but at least in some language like English or Spanish or something like that. So the word is spreading around the world, and the news that there is a Savior, there is a way to live eternally with God in heaven. That's to believe in his Son, Jesus Christ, to know that he paid the price through his crucifixion and resurrection. He paid the price for your salvation. There is hope. You don't have to go to hell with the rest of the world. You can have eternal life with God in heaven through his Son, Jesus Christ, who is your personal Lord and Savior. Believe in him.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.